Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. It's official that a key piece of educational history in Tuscola County will be ending. The Carroll Community School District's Board of Education is following through with a plan shutting down operations at the Shell Elementary School. When the 2025-26 school year comes to an end, so does that school at 325 East Frank Street, which has been the center of education for 102 years. The teachers there will transition to working at the district's main school complex on Hooper Street. The board started talking about consolidating operations in November of 2025. Shell students who are in the third to sixth grade students will be housed at the middle school, and seventh and eighth grade students will be relocated to the high school. Some adjustment and revamping will have to be done to facilities to accommodate the changes, but officials are confident the tight timeline can be met. The district has the funds to make changes by using bond funds from the bond issue that passed in 2025. Until about 1964, Shell School was the central location for students throughout the county for their 8th grade graduation ceremony. The last 8th grade graduation class had 11 students. And a new proposal out of Lansing is putting the spotlight on senior drivers, and it could change how thousands of Michiganders stay behind the wheel. State Senator Rosemary Bayer has introduced Senate Bill 847, a measure aimed at tightening license requirements for drivers age 75 and older. The move comes as officials point to a noticeable uptick in crashes involving older motorists. Under the proposal, drivers 75 and up would no longer simply renew their licenses. They would need to prove their abilities in person every 4 years. That means passing a full round of tests, including vision, written knowledge, and an on-the-road driving exam. And for those 85 and older, the rules would go even further. Anyone in that age group seeking a chauffeur license would need to check in annually with the Secretary of State's office, retesting each year to stay qualified. Supporters say it's about safety on Michigan roads. Critics, however, may see it as a tough new hurdle for seniors who rely on their independence. The bill is now headed into discussion where lawmakers will weigh safety concerns against the realities of an aging population. When we come back after this Bresky Builder sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with Huron County, a disturbing case out of Huron County is raising serious concerns about elder care and neglect. Authorities say the situation came to light on the evening of March 1st when emergency crews rushed a 71-year-old woman to McLaren Thumb Hospital. Authority medical staff quickly realized something was terribly wrong. The woman was unresponsive, in critical condition, and showed clear signs of prolonged neglect, including severe bed sores and extremely unsanitary conditions. Investigators say the victim had been living under the care of her adult son at a home in Hume Township. The sheriff's deputy responding to the hospital began piecing together what had happened. But before he could complete his initial inquiry, the woman, identified as Kathleen Holdwick, tragically passed away. The investigation then shifted to the home where she had been living. Deputies described what they found as shocking: overwhelming filth, strong odors, and conditions they say were unfit for habitation. The victim's son, 41-year-old Oval Jarvis, was taken into custody and is now facing a felony charge of second-degree elder abuse involving a vulnerable adult. He has since been released on bond. Prosecutors say the case remains under active review and additional charges could still be filed. This incident is now prompting renewed attention on elder care responsibilities and the warning signs that something may be wrong behind closed doors. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A net news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.